In today's Kiburim, Yad Hashem will cover numerous inyanim. Vic is obviously we're going to try to concentrate on Chalip and Mechali Be'elu, but we're going to end up discussing Amanas and Nesim Be'emunah as well. In the Sugya of Amanas, state Amanas Shein Lecha Alayana, the way we paskin is that it doesn't work unless you're mafarish. You have to say b'diyuk, exactly, maklik is exactly why you have to be mafarish. But if you just say amanat shein lecha alayin, no, it doesn't work. What would be the halacha if I want to make a deal and I'll say amanat shein lecha alayin, no, v'amanat shein li alecha alayin, no? We'll have a double deal, because I'm not trying to just get you. We want to make this a final mechira. Being closure, and that's it. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You don't have anything to do with me. I will make a amnas ahadadi. Both of us will be meichalina. Will that work? Or we still have the chasarin of layada miyada damacha. So the number of achrenim will collect the shaila. There's a Shoshanis Yankiv. It's a great sefer. It's not a first mdika sefer, but it's a great sefer. Sanachron lived in the 1800s, and he goes on a lot of nesivis. Anyway, b'kitzah, he had the shaila, will it work if you have a mechila ahadadis? And amanas going both ways, will that work, or do we still have the chesaron of miyada damachem? He entertained that maybe he would, and what's where are we coming from? Well, there's a halacha l'mashu by esmachta. I'll give you just a direct mashu. There's a din by esmachta that... Lagama Makne, because also he didn't know that it was going to be whatever the asmacht was, whatever the penalty was. Yet, if you have it in an oifen that it goes both ways, or bin tam shita is agav de boyle mikne gama makne. Since I stand to gain, I'm willing to lose as well. It's a wash. I went into this, I don't want to go into a risky thing, but if I'm going to a risky thing, I know that I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. And then I am gama umachim, gama umakne. So here too, normally you have miyada damacha, but if I know I could stand to gain as well, because you could be nisana, so just like agav deboi lemikni, gama makni, just like I could stand to gain from your ano, you could stand to gain from my ano, and we're meichel each other. Excellent, one second. Good. So that was the shaila, and he brings a raya from the Tshuvas HaRosh that it does not work. The Tshuvas HaRosh says, to brings it down, that the case was that they had a disagreement to sell and buy. They were negotiating. They decided they're gonna whatever Levi says, we're gonna go with his shuma. And Levi made a mistake, and Tshuvas HaRosh dons of what happened to Amanas and Lachal Lion. No, and he says it doesn't work because Amanas doesn't work unless you're mafarish. I over there, they both stand to gain and lose. Levi could have made a mistake up. Levi could have made a mistake down. Alamai, you see that even if you're doing it ahadadi, it does not work. That's a Shoshanis Yankiv. L'chari could be machalik from the Tshuvas HaRosh drop, and that is the Tshuvas HaRosh b'Yisrael. We're not trying to make this gamble and make a wash with each other. We taka have a disagreement. So obviously, one of us is making a mistake. We're not the biggest bikim. We're just hedyaitim. So we decide we're going to go to Levi, who's a taga, a baki, b'shuma. We're going to get his shuma. Whatever he says goes. Of course, you could always get another shuma and be a little different, like the Rosh says. We know, but we're going to go with his shuma. So when they went into the deal, it wasn't shat that they were trying to be agav deboi lemikne going like they were trying to be mechel each other. They thought that Levi would be mamidenim alahem as to tell you what the real price is. They're not, they will all adite them that Levi is going to make the mistake. But mainly you don't really have this agreement between them. In fact, the Tshuvas HaRosh goes right and says, you don't see him and Lechalayana all together for this svara. But at least, even in the tzad that you were dining with a svara, Amnashi and Lechalayana, but it wasn't shat that we're going in, kilo like, we're taking the gamble. We were hoping that Levi would get it right. And Shankar, between two people, if we say beferish that I'm being baichel you and you're being baichel mini, amanah shein lecha v'ali alecha v'ani alecha, you know, the chayyah, that could work, maybe. Many brought a raya, which is an excellent raya. I think it's a great raya, and that's from the Tshuvas Radvaz. The Tshuvas Radvaz has a shayla piskei juvim mingzan. What happens if we both say, look, we're being meichel each other a no of ishtos, and nimtzu was yesem ishtos ma'adin. Here's a pshat, now that it was yesem ishtos, off of the ishtos, it's only pachem ishtos, and it's insignificant. Or no, now it's menapis akol. Now that you're yesem ishtos, it's a bit omeka. That's a Tshuvas Radvaz. What was the Metzias HaRadvaz? Clearly we weren't saying what the real price is because we were being Meichel HaAdadi. Right? We were saying that even if I overcharge you, I underpay, or you underpay me, both ways, a shtus is a given. The Yezim Shtus was a Shailav. I say it's a shtus, the Ravaz understood that the Mechila, this Otmach of Amanas would work. How it would work? It's straight in the Gemara, it doesn't work unless it's Mefarish. Al-Kocha, the only pshat I have really in the Radvaz is Al-Kocha must have worked like this. That they were Meichel Ahadadi, they did a Manas Ahadadi, Mamela, that taka works. And Mamela, you had only a Shaila, what about that extra Tesefis, the Yais Mishra said it was Nisana, how do we done that? I think I said it already, but Chivas Radvaz Betzim is already a Rosh. The Rosh pshat in Meichel Kli Balabayis, he learns his Gong Al Manas, whatever, the Rashi. And nevertheless, the Rosh limits it to a shtus, but Yais Mishtus is a bit of Mecca. You see that even when you have an Amanas on a shtus, once it's Yais Mishtus, it's already a bit of Mecca. It's not just we done the extra klapi, the previous Mechila of up to a shtus. So really, the Radvaz is a Rosh. But anyway, from the Radvaz, we have a Rayo Lachoyro that a Mechila Adodis would work.
You learned that Layab Gemachal means that you think there's no enough. Then how would it be better?
Oh, very good. So I think it's Mavur Nesugyo Alt Miyad Adamachal that it should work. Why? That's mitaynochani basi. Why? Because the Ramban Lamosha says a svara. The reason why miyada demachol. Why? Because each one thinks that he really wasn't nezana. But if you look in the Tshuva Rashba, the Tshuva Rashba says it a bit more barich. The Tshuva Rashba said, look, we have an answer hadi. Ain adam meichel ala nasei val tuusai. Memela kochok, if you went into the deal and accepted Amanas, must be, it's a non sadi, must be that it was a loyada demachal. Because we have a non sadi, he would have never wanted to be Meichel ala nosa valtu. So must be, he didn't think it was Nasana and it was miyada demachal. Vaistais, if I could break that non sadi very easily, because if I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose, there went your non sadi. So I feel if you tell me it's a sofik. Good, but you lost your Anan Sa'adi, and you were makabel this deal of Amunah, so that's it. So, once you makabel Amunah, it's Ein Lecha Laino, there's not going to be any Ano. The whole reason why no one Miyad Anwak is because the underlying Anan Sa'adi, the Ein Adam Mechel on Nos Valtusai. But here where I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose, so I don't have that Anan Sa'adi. I would be Michael. If I know that I could gain from the deal just as much as I could lose, I wouldn't mind going into such a deal. Mamela, now you don't have the svara of Miyad Anwak. We have no hechuk there was Miyad Anwak. Mamela, Vada, now Manash should work. So in svara also makes sense. Now you can have other pshatim in the Rishonim, Tosis and others, but at least in the Rashi pshat of Miyad Anwak, it makes a lot of sense why, if you have this Amanas, Ahadadi, it would work. Betzim is a chuvis marit, Ilum so I'm sure. Sivis brings it down by Naisim and Naisim Vermano. He wants to know what's going on, why isn't there Aino? So the chuvis marit says a loshen, and then the Sivis touches it up the way he touches it up. Mechil is kvoid, I'm not one to argue, but we'll put him on hold. Well, I think if you look in the chuvis marit, I'm sure the Ilum did, you'll see that the marit was saying something else. Marit was saying mamish tzvar. The marit says the reason why there's no Aino by Naisim and Naisim Vermano is because I stand to gain. It's not Kamat. I don't have the truth right here, but that's Kamat's words. Is I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. The Pshat is, we don't know what it is. We made a deal that whatever you bought it for, I'm just going to give you an extra profit. You might be overcharging me. I might be underpaying you. We don't know, but we stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. You don't have the chesaron of miyad demachal avad amanas would work. If you look in the Marid, the Luchar, that's what he means to say. And if you look in the Chedusha Remei Simcha on Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, over there he clears the Mamish the Shalosh Shishanis Yankiv as well. He doesn't bring down the Marit, but he says on the he's misopik. He also makes a tushtal to asmachta Rabbeinu Tam. He's mitzorchin. He doesn't know the Maisa. But he says if you're going to nemon that attacker works, then that would be a very geshmak pshat and nesim v'amono because he's standing against as much as he's down to lose. Says namuchik and nesim v'amono because the other pshatim they were not nochas hashaviv good, but at least he also suggests that would be pshat nesim v'amono is because it's an amanas ha'adoli. The Maisa, in Naisam and Naisam Bamono, there's another pshat. I mean, numerous pshatim. One is a Piskei Rid. Piskei Rid has the Yisoy throughout the whole Azov. It says it for numerous cases of Ina. And he says that La'azirach Mona, the Torah was only gave the din of Ina if one person is taking advantage, is cheating, is ripping, is duping the other party. But if the other party is Nochas Azeb, he's going into the deal, Memela, it's not pshat that you have to come onto a mechila. If he was like copied, he said, that's pshat nesim v'nesim bamona. We're not trying to get the right price. We're trying to just give you a profit for your tirchok, and just I'm willing to take it over, assume your position with some profit. I'll give you something for flipping it. But that's all I'm trying to accomplish. Memela, since the two of us are not makbed, ashavyov, we're not copied, so afilano mechila. The Torah never said leisainu b'chagan. I'm not trying to dupe each other. There's no duping. We're working with a different mechanism. We're nachas and we're happy with it, and it's not a problem. Al derech zeh luchari is the Rabbeinu Chananel. Al derech zeh. You shouldn't bring that from Rabbeinu Chananel. If the reason why neisim b'amanda is no. The lashon is shaloisamach mishar rishayna al shaviyov el al domim shalach chayze. The parasha of Eino is given to a mechira when we're trying to establish a price and negotiate on what the right price should be. A mechira inherently means shavios. So memela, that's what the Torah said. You shouldn't overcharge an underpay. But b'chal here, we're not trying to get that. We're not trying to sell it for the price. We're not trying to buy it for the price. We're just mamash trying to assume your position, take you over, and give you some profit. B'chaygav, since mi'akara, mi'shar v'yishanya, lo nochas ha'shavyav, so memela is no and no. And I believe that the pshat in Rabbi Chananel, is that pshat, a mechila, it's vivayt, not nochas ha'shavyav, so the whole parsha of Eino doesn't pass.
The
parsha
doesn't pass, or there is no Eino. There is no enough. What we did here was not chavis, and the chip was in chavis.
Yeah, but if you would tell me that every mechir is subject to the parash of the Torah, so even though that's not what you're trying to do, you would still, the maisa there was or not. Torah says, the Torah only created this umbrella halakha v'ino on mechiris where people are nachas v'shavis. But things that are not nachas v'shavis, the Torah didn't give halakha v'ino v'chal. L'mashal. What happens if, okay, if you'll be nis'ana on the oifin of how to be nice and nice and v'amona, so you can yesh l'adam b'zah, tuva. That one? Yeah, okay, I'm not going to Nesivis. No, I'm not going to
Nesivis.
Alright, maybe that's what Nesivis means.
I think that's how everyone.
Okay, good, fine.
People understood
the
Nesivis like that.
Okay, very good, I have no problem. No, I'm just saying, it could be this is the Pratis that to Eloi Nochas Hashavi, but it's a different structure. Not because he was a no b'shegeg, and not because the devotees is like nochas. This wasn't a pasha. Pasha is given to a mechira. It's not mechira is for a price. This is not. That's not what we're doing here. So this is not. We'll see soon. Chalip and Rama might say the same thing. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's go to Macholi be'elam.
Ritva
by Nesha Nesha says, "Ela alamaycha, no the chayse the kitri sovuk." Oh, we're going to get to it shortly. Very good. I have to know what the Ritva means. Okay, by Macholi
be'elam.
We're going to get 1 second, maybe. But the Gemara says, Machal Be'elo is a Machlekes Amaroim. Two Pshatim in Rav Huna. Machlekes is what the Rebbe Rav Huna said. Some say there's Yesh Olavano. Some say Zeno Olavano. Really, Betzim is Zeno Olavano. No, some say that Rav Huna held that B'chai Gavis, since he said Machar, you used the Lashon Mechira, depending on the Rishonim, but you said the extra Lashon Machar, so you showed Hakpada, you showed the Lashon Memka, Mamila is Zeno. But beside, if you use the Lashon Be'elo, whatever, give it to me, be'elu, there would not be anah l'kuliyama. What's pshat in mechali be'elu? Why isn't there b'yisai, why isn't there anah? So I could teach, basically with the same type of swaras. Let's start with the first swaras. The first swaras, the Bible's like, I'm an asa dodis. Look, I took a pile of money, we're making a swap here, you haven't got the foggiest idea how much money is here. Or the Raman's case, a peris achzer, we have no idea what's going on, how much fruit are in here, so we're doing a swap here. You might be Nisana, I might be Nisana, and we're going into the deal FLPK. So there's like a built-in Amanas Hadodis. You're Michael me, and I'm Michael you, and there's no one I know. That could have been shot in Mechali Be'elam.
And what? Doesn't know how much money there is either?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get well. Very good. So what would be pshat? So what would be pshat now with the Mechar? What's the Tesefis Mechar, the Hakpad of Mechar going to do? So you're going to have to say, I mean, because anyway it's a Mechir, so you're going to have to say like this pshat, that the Mechar tells you, I want to be doing a regular mechira that I am kopin. I do want to get the shavius. It means I don't want to be Michael Ahadadi. The dashtate in the extra tesefis lashon of mechar, mechali be'elu kamalei mameli, he's makbid, he wants the right price. Mechar would mean I want the right price. I don't want to be mevatin. You don't want to be mevatin. The Ritva over here says a pshat that the reason why mechali be'elu is kona and his ain loyano, beside his ain loyano, is because chayasa dikitri sabris v'kiblis. What does that mean? So the other Rishonim, the different steamers Rashi, but it's really done by a case where you lokeach chasada shalei b'achrayis. The Gemara says you can't come complaining to chayasa dikitri sabris v'kiblis. Chayasa is a noid, kitri is matted, so it's a node, a noid which is a sack or whatever which is knotted. One Rashi says that you're buying a sack mali ruach or a sack mali ksharim, mali nats, because you got duped. You bought a closed package and you ended up finding that there was nothing inside. So that's the Rabbeinu Chananel in Bava Kamma over there, when he touches it up, that you bought a noid kosher and you don't know mamasha b'toichi if there's yayin or yishemen or mayim. You got the worst of the three choices. You had a choice of yayin, shemun, or mayim, and you ended up nebuch. You ended up with mayim. Sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat in the Gemara is that I was taking a gamble. I was buying a clothes package. I could gain. I could get this yayin, shemun, or mayim. There's three choices. Let's say we took a mamutzadika prize. You might lose. I might lose. And we went into the deal. And, tough luck, savris akiblis. You are meichel. This is what you accepted upon yourself. I'm not saying the other shenim sound like the other shenim might sound a different problem, but at least in Menachem Nano it sounds like that's what we were doing. We were both gambling here. Sorry?
The Mechon knows what's in there.
Okay. You have to know if the Mechon in that case knows.
It just means that I could gain. I stand to gain more than what I'm paying, or I could lose less.
Correct. Correct, you're saying correct. It means even if you have a set on a kimto that Avada the Michael might know, but still he's giving me a price that I stand to gain. I get the upper end, the three choices, Yain Shemin or Mayim, and I ended up with the lower end. But that was the deal we went into. Now the Maitre of Ritva uses this lush into the sun, but Nesim and Nesim Baman as well. By both Sugis he says the same word, it's as Chiyosa Dikachi Savis forgiveness. It would, if we're learning like this understanding of the Taita Rabbeinu Chananel, if I'm right on Rabbeinu Chananel, and then it'll come out, and then it'll come, right, we see this word, that's proud over here, it's with a mechila, but the mechila is like an amanas hadad is going back and forth. Simple pshat with Rabbeinu Chananel, you could have just said that the guy so much wants to go into this deal that he's mamish going in on, out on a limb, he's willing to risk losing his money because he's hoping that it will pan out and he'll get what he wants. Not that he has three choices, two choices. He has a Michael Bechrei, he has a Buddha Shalei Bechrei, but he's hoping that it won't pan out, it won't be taken away from him. And if it does, no, he's willing to go in Al Das Kain, Afal Pi Kain. Either way, the Ritva's Mavur, it's a mechila. Kilo, like the person's not makbid, he's showing by the saying be'elu that he's not makbid, he's willing to accept its price, and there's a mechila built in. And what would Mechar do? Mechar says, no, somehow that I really am makbid. I mean, anyway, it's a mechila, but Mechar is telling you, no, it's a service and I am makbid. The Piskiri Harid uses his Yisayit again, over here, and Aleph on the base, he says, and v'zeh pshat, that's also the pshat, in Mechali be'elu, it's the same thing, because since they're not copied, so the Torah didn't give you the love of the Pasha of Eino. The Pasha of Eino is only if you're trying to dupe Yena, take advantage of Yena. Here you see he's not Makbid. He's saying Mechali Be'elu. He says Alashim Be'elu. You see that they're not Makbid. So Me'elu whole Pasha of Eino wasn't given. And what would be Kilo? You're not duping him. What would be Mechar? Again, Mechar would show that I'm really Makbid. I'm not Nochis. I'm not Britzain. I tell you, want to be duped. And Me'elu, there is a Pasha of Eino. That would be the two. Late Rashi, the Shenim HaMedaikin Rashi, that Rashi created a dynamic here, it's Mechira versus Chalipin. Like the Rama, Chalipin is no Pasha Veino, Shezer Reitza B'machad Yetzim B'Shirian, the Torah only says Mimka, V'loi Chalipin. And when you say Be'elu, you're indicating you want to do a structure similar to Chalipin. And when you say Mechar, Lashem Memka, you're trying to say it's Lashem Memka, Zakrashi V'loi Lashem Chalipin. You're now changing. You're flipping from Chalipin to Memka. So the Machlekes would be, are you doing Chalipin or are you doing Memka? There, the Mechar makes a lot more sense. The significance of Mechar. Mechali Be'elu Kam means, I'm not trying to do Chalipin, I'm trying to do Mechira. Now, what does it mean? The way I understand it is that the Torah, when the Torah gave a parasha, was only talking about mechiras. Mechiras, by its very nature, the side of a mechira is something that we're going to be maimed ashaviv, whatever the price is. That is a mechira. You're buying something from me. You're using payment to buy it. But really, Snapchat, we're buying two things. I'm buying from you, you're buying from me. There's one buyer and one seller. The seller's not buying your money. The buyer is buying the item. We have to know how much to pay and compensate the seller for the item. So we have maimed adam and we give him that price. That's a mechira. So inherent in every mechira is that we have to know what the shaviv. They're trying to establish a shaviv. The Torah gave you a parasha of anah, make sure you get the shaviv right. Chalipin, by its very nature, is not that. I'm interested in your item, you're interested in my item, we're doing an exchange, we're doing a swap, it's a barter. In Metzias, not at Yishevashal at Tamsi, but the yisoid of it, besides that, we have different interests here, but we're not trying to be ma'amir adamav, that's not what we're trying to do, because the chances are the two items that are being swapped are exactly the same price. I'm going to chisel down, I'm going to give you less Gemara, I see that your item is not as worth as much as my Gemara, I'm going to cut out a few pages, it doesn't make sense, right? So Chalipin is not inherently a Mechir, we're not trying to do Shavyav here. So the Torah, when it said mimkar, the Rishonim knew that mimkar meant lafukei chalipim, because chalipim is a whole different structure. This is not, avad if the Torah wanted, the Torah could have given a pasha of a non-chalipim too. But since we only see the Torah said it by mimkar, we don't know that the Torah gave it for chalipim. How do I know chalipim is different? Zokten Ramam, shezer reitza b'machir, yitz mibshir. The dynamic is different. I want your item, you want my item. We're dealing, it's not a dynamic of a machira that beside a shav yivdika dynamic. We're dealing something else. We're making an exchange. B'chagavna, we don't know that there's a parasha of the Torah called a no. The Torah was never neskadesh that parasha. Let me just bring it out a little more. To the machlokes rishonim by the mir of karka. If now that we know that there's no chiyuvei chazara by karka, there's no parasha of a no by karka, is there still going to be a nasara of ino? So the machlokes rishonim, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoino, the Chinuch, they hold that avada afilu if it was nismay from the parasha of chazaris momen. But avad is there's going to be a love involved by karka. What would be by ano, by chalipin? What would be by the asaras ano by chalipin? We say the same thing that like these rishonim which have come out that in a chamei just don't have the din of mekak toys, but you still muzar not to do chalipin. Because you see, when a mit akra, if it's a mit akra, but you still can have asara. So here too, if it's a mit akra, you can still have an asara. The ma'aseh from the Rambam alone, the Rambam is mevuah that there's no asara. The Rambam over here in the Mechaber as well uses a lashon ein lo yaneh, ein lo yaneh. However you touch it up, but pronounce it ein lo yaneh. If the Rambam meant only chazaras mamin, like he says by all the other things, like you know, spruta and pachas mishtos, all over the Rambam uses a different lashon of einu chayv lakse, his exact lashon. The different lashonas of chazara, kilo, like we want to know, is a mekak toys, you're giving back to anah. Because over there, the whole shayla is takanan lagabi nesar, it's only lagabi the chiyuvim moment. But if here the Rami uses a lashon, ain't lo yano, it's mashbe bechlal, it's not in the pashva, no, there's no asara either. Another deacon Ramam is the Ramam is meduyik that there's a chibuk between Perek Yud Beis and Perek Yud Gimel. The halachas that he brings in Perek Yud Beis are the halachas that are nismaitu from Chazaras Momen, from the pasha of Momen of Einah. Mashenkin, the halachas that he brings in Perek Yud Gimel are those things that are nismait and gansin from the pasha of Einah that is not even azara. And chalipin he brings down in Perek Yud Gimel. Vayisets in the Ramam that there's no azara for chalipin. Not only is no Chazaras Momen, but there's no azara either. That happens to be the Rambam sheet. So you're right. So in the Rambam sheet, it's not such a. It's a raya la halacha what the Rambam holds, but won't be a rishpa what the other rishon holds. But lamaisa loyra, I'm saying I hear a great chilik between karka and chalipin. Karka pshat is we are still doing a machir. We're still nochas l'shaviv. For some reason, Rebbeinu Shalom has his reason. He was inspired from the parish of Chazaras Momen. He was inspired from the parish of the Rishonim at Feshan, and that was only for the Hashavas Momen, however they knew it, but not for the Azhara. I mean, Chalipin is not pshat, we're doing Shavya just who was inspired. It was never Nichal in the parish. We're not doing a Mechor, we're not doing a Memka, we're not trying to be Maimed Hashavya, we're doing something else. We're doing, so B'chai Gavno, even those Yishenim could hold, if you hold of the Rambam's word that Chalipin is not a Yino, then you could hold that the Chalipin is not a Sar Sano as well. If you look up. Sorry? Alright. I'm just telling you. If you look, there's a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Milva, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, B'teich Dvarav, it's Mavur, that he holds that even the Rishonim hold that there's an Azara by Karka, there wouldn't be an Azara by Chalipin. Like we were saying. So getting back to the Gemara, Mishnah Lamelech, Milva, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph.
The Piskirid
is also no Azara, because he's coming a different story. Right, he's coming a different story. The Torah was not, you're not duping him, so Mamela. You're not taking advantage of it. He's nochas lakak, so there's no one knows. Avad yeh enakram, loy to piskrit, there wouldn't be an azara either. What am I trying to bring out is that then the Lashon Gemara is very more geshmak. That is a dynamic. Is it a chalipin dynamic or is it a mechir dynamic? No, I'm trying to do a different struggle. I'm trying to do Lashon Memkar. Memela, that's what that mandi maholz, that is a no. What will the. Sorry? I'm asking it's a pasuk, but it's not pshat, it's a yita pasuk. The pasha of the Torah is only by mimkar. If you're gonna, will there be a din of ayna by I don't know by pikad? I don't know. You have to get a good marshal. It's not called the pasha. I'm pshat. I need a meat in the pasha. The pasha is only talking about mimkar. If I don't know anything else, I don't have anything else. How do I know that chalipin isn't also nichlal and mimkar? Even though very often we find chalipin is mimkar, like the Achrayim bring rice in the Gemara. That the Rambam saying shezer reitzu b'makis meshin. We're showing you that we're doing a different dynamic. It's not the dynamic of shavius of mechira. So it's minasvara that wasn't nichlal in this mimkar of the pasuk. All right. Now, if you go like the other Rishonim,
so why by Shulah is different?
So first of all, who said by Kalim Shulam is different? There's a Shaila. Magmisha says, again, I'm not going to make the dig that by Kalim even which Shulam is not, right? Magmisha says by Peris is Shom before Shom afterwards. Right? So it's by Kalim even which Shulam does no one know. Right? We want to know if. Well, I thought you were asking the other way. No, that I hear very kishmak, because I feel if we're going to be Shom and we want to get a good equivalent type of a deal, like the Ritva says, that people are like Kapti, I'm under the Kapti. I know the Kapti, the Rambam knows the Kapti, but the word is something, I feel with Shuma the Kapti, but it's a different word. I feel when we do a Shuma, are we trying to, am I trying to buy your item, or are you trying to buy mine? What are we trying to do here? We're trying to swap, we're trying to do something else. We're not trying to be Maimido al Shaviv. There's a dual dynamic going on here. What we're doing really is trying to do is swap items. We're not trying to be Maimon HaShaviv. We're trying to say that it's a fair trade, that what I want from your item and you want from my item, it's similar, comparable in price. Even when we do a Shuma, lav dafka the Shuma is going to be exact. We might do a Shuma and find that we're off a little bit, and I'll still go through with the deal, right? Because I just want to know that we're close enough that I'm not getting severely duped, you're not getting severely duped. But Be'etim, what we're doing is not being trying to be kopet HaShav, not trying to mechir and establish a price for the item. We're doing a dual swap. We're doing, it's a dual deal. Alright, we're going to get to later. I'll show you something in Paris if I have time. Alright, now if you go like the other Yishayim, Kilo, like the Rabbeinu Hanan al Tepa Surah, the Lokapti HaShav Yav. So maybe you could try to say, maybe that's Ramban, or other Yishayim use this lashon here. Maybe that's what we're doing here, that Vivar I say Be'elo, I'm trying to show you that I'm not Kapti Bechalal. So again, the parasha means even if I don't take the extreme of the Ram, the Rambam makes and Rashi holds Akilu, like there's two different things, there's Mechira and Chalipin. Well, in Rabbeinu Hananu, by Nais and Nais and Ben Mani, you could see that even though there too we're doing Mechira, but there's a Mechira which is Kapti Ashavyov, and there's a Mechira which is Loinokas Ashavyov. It's a different form of a Mechira. So don't use the word Chalipin, but it's a Mechira which is Loinokas Ashavyov. So you could say that maybe that would be the Pshat of Nais and Ben Mani also. The Mechali Be'elu. What I'm trying to do is, and Nanich, we're doing a Mechira, yes. But what I'm trying to do is a Mechira which is Loinokas Ashavyov. I'm not trying to get the Shavya price, because you see, I'm doing Be'elu. Clearly, you're not trying to get the right price. Mamela, that would be the Vart. See, I'm running out of time here. Okay, let me move on. I'll try to take it to the next step. The Rashi says, let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Mechali Be'elu Kana, V'yesh Lo Yalav Eino. So Rashi is, I don't know, Magi the Gemara, but it's different, changes the Gemara. V'yesh Lo L'chaveri Olav Dino Eino. So Rashi, what does that mean? Em ein b'mois k'dei d'mei ha'chefet sh'pich so ishtus. Rashi says, the case is talking about that the Lokeach underpaid the seller. And the seller is going to have a taino veino on the lekech. Without Rashi, the Gemara says, talking about the buyer, mechali be'elo, the buyer is talking, kana, he, the buyer is kana, v'yesh loy, who, the buyer, a love on the seller, you know. But Rashi, it's magi the Gemara, changes the Gemara, and says, no, it's okay, v'yesh loy lechaveri, a love, you know, that the seller will have a no on the buyer. They say from Rashi, lechaira, that the buyer will not have a no on the seller. If the buyer overpays, he can't taina no. It's only the other way around. If the seller gets shortchanged because he was underpaid by this pile of mais, there, yeshul el chaveir alav dino no. But if the buyer overpays and he's duped, vayisayis from Rashi, there's no yon no. And the Muki Yosef over here says the same thing. The Muki Yosef says, when he says yeshul el dino law, he says, mamish is saying that the maich will have a taina no on the lekeach. Vayisayis lekeach on the maich or not. Who makes this dig? It's a Machan Ephraim in the Goyis HaLaramah, Perakid Gimel Halacha Beis, makes this dik in Rashi, and the Kirit Malach Rav, his son, makes a dik as well, that you see from Rashi, it doesn't mean Mokir, it's the same thing, that you see from them that they hold, that there's only, this whole Machloikis is only by Aino, vis-a-vis with the Neseller's Nisana, but if the buyer's Nisana, even everyone knows, Kuliyama holds, that the buyer will not have Aino, no Tainis Aino.
What could be the Svar to Mimachalakis, Mamish Apelo?
So the Kilat Melech Rav says, it's talking about that in Svara, who's initiating this deal? If the buyer is the one who's approaching the sale, Mechali Be'elo, he's the one who's initiating the deal. So Kilo, why didn't he count the money that he has? What, he's going in crazy, chof and mois, he's running and jumping into the deal. Teretz did you see that he's irresponsible, or better yet, he doesn't care, and he jumped into the deal
irrelevant. Yeah, no. He's going into this deal. He's going ahead of it. The whole machlekes is this mitzad amoicha, who is approached with this deal, whether he's makbid ashaviv, not makbid ashaviv, but the buyer zicha is going gave up. He was zicha mavat, and he's zicha not going to have aino. The pele is that the lashon deilu avad is mashma that no one is makbid. No, I came along this man and said, you the lashon mechir, you're showing that you really makbid. You're not trying to do a be'elu dikadin. You're trying to do a regular mechir dikadin. If that's the case, so what's a chilek buyer seller? Faket, it's the buyer who's using the lashon mechir. You see that he's kopit. You see, he's saying I'm mechir li be'elu. I want a mechir here. So lachayra, the same achloikis, the same reason why this man yomim says is enough for the seller should be enough for the buyer as well. I want to tell you that mamish it's punka boya. The tohom achloikis taka was only by the seller, because by the buyer, he's going to heaven now. Mamish fakert from the kirit makarav and the machan avraham. Now bring you some rais. What would be the sword of mechavik? Well, the Rashi and Muki Yosef say that what's the case of mechali beilu? The case is that he was nasanli moy achas moyis. Let me get achas biyodim moyis. Famlu chaver mechali chevet shachar beilu shebiyodi. V'lo hikbid lishol. Who was the hikbid lishol? The seller. Kamehim v'kiblo miyado lakeach. He took it blindly. The buyer was an exact science. He knew exactly how much money he took. The seller was an idiot, and he was lahik b'lisho kameim, v'kiblo miyad al-kleik blindly, so the seller was not makbid. But the buyer knew exactly what he was doing. It was a calculated move. Zog to Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tzadites, he's medayik from this Rashi, but he says the buyer knew what he was doing. The buyer knew how much money was. Only the seller didn't know how much money there was. Enough kamina was it. You see, even b'chai gavna, Chazal allowed a kinyan mois, he's medayik from Rashi, even though one party did know, as long as one party didn't know, it's also l'shchech, and they allowed such a kinyan. Good, but that does state in Rashi. So now, let's understand that. If the buyer knew exactly what he was doing, so there's no the whole svara of Mechali Beilu was, whatever svara you're going to use, is he didn't know, and he was like kopin, he was doing the chalipin, and whatever it is, that's good for the moicha, because the moicha doesn't know what the buyer is bringing him. But the buyer who knew exactly how much money he knew he was bringing, and the Mokhi Ezel in the same shot, the Mamash same words as Rashi, for him doesn't pass the whole svara of Mechali Beilu, so avada for him, the zikha going to be anna. The whole machlekes is only on the seller's end, that's why Rashi had to go out of his way and say, v'yeshul l'chavei over the anna, copy the moicha, because all chiddush of this man, the Yom, is only klapi the maker, because klapi the buyer, everyone holds that there's going to be ana. Likewise, in the Lashon HaGemara, you see, v'yesh lo yalav ana, what the Lashon HaGemara, v'ein lo yalav ana, Lashon Yachid, that's l'chara raya to Rashi, that the homach lekris is only on one of the parties. Makes sense, it's a raya to the Makafrayim Tan Rashi too, but at least it's a raya to Rashi, that the homach lekris is only on one of the parties. V'yesh lo yalav ana, not yesh lahem ana, v'yesh ein lahem ana, it's only one way. Like the Makafrayim is both of us, it's a pshat, because the whole Makhlik is on the Gabi the Meicha. Like Makafrayim is because the Gabi the Baya, his zikha was Meicha, and there's no ana. And like what I'm saying is, Faked, his zikha was never Meicha, because no Sibuf is Mechil, and the zikha was ana. Okay. No problem. Now, the Maitam, I'm asking that's not so gushmak in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Yeshla Alav Ano, and like Rashi means, Faked, Yeshla Lechaveri Alav Ano, he had to change the Gemara. Good, but that's it. Now, you learn like this, Pshat and Rashi, that you see that the whole Machloika is only by the Moichi. It's come out that you can't learn the Pshat, that it's a Machila HaDodis. The whole Pshat I wanted to start off was that we're going into this gamble equally. Amanashin Lechalayanov, Amanashin Liolechayanov. Over here, we're at the end of the day, Avada, the buyer, will have a Yanov, so the Moichi has nothing to gain, only to lose. You can't say that Pshat in the Gemara. You're going to have to say a different Pshat. And the Maisataka Rashi said the different Pshat. Rashi said the Pshat is because a Chalipin type of alumnus, Mukyesa says Pshat was because Lahikbid type of alumnus, but they didn't use the Lashon, the alumnus of Machila HaDodis. Because they're Nechanami, it wouldn't pass the way they understood the Gemara. Yeah, I'm going to bring it in a second. 1 second. All right. Now, just to be moisif, to take this to a step further, and then we'll go on to the Rambam, is that if this is Pshat in the Gemara, what would be, like Rashi Namuki Yosef, if Taka, the boy, also didn't know how much money he was using? Let's say, like the Rambam, we're going to see shortly, Rambam says, Chof and Mois, he just chapped Mois. Tarif Bagalpi, he just grabbed it, and he doesn't know how much money he has in his hand, so they both don't know. And then Beis Medayik, that the Rambam learned to Gemara that they both didn't know how much money was in his hand. Or Peres Achzer, the second case of the Rambam, for sure they don't know how much it's just Peres Achzer, right? So what would be in that case, like Rashi? Would you also have the same machlik as in this Gemara or not? I could hear, in the world of Rashi, that the Gemara was a Chalipin
dynamic versus mechir. It means when I say mechir, I'm trying to bavar, not chalipin. So bishloima, if only one party doesn't know. And we're trying to say that he's not makakili, he's loyard l'shaviv. He's trying to do a form of chalipin, a kich chalipin type of a thing. So we'll say that the mechir went in nochazakak. But if you use a lash mechar, we're trying to say, no, I wanted to work with the dynamic of a mechira, so that overrides you be'elu. So now, at the end of the day, we pass and there will be or no, because you use a lash mechira. But if they both don't know, and I have this new svara, that it was a mechila ha'adadis, I am doing a mechira. I am talking doing a mechira. But the reason why there's a mechila here is not because I was doing a chalipin. No, I'm doing a mechira tak, and we're trying tak a yorid l'shavya, we're doing a dynamic of mechira. But since I stand to gain as much as I stand to lose, there's a built-in mechila ha'adadis. So what will the lashon mechira to wife? Could be that even if you use mechira 10 times, it's not going to help you. Mechira. I'm doing a mechira, but we're doing a mechira. I'm not saying lecha alai, I'm not saying li alecha, and if we do such a mechira, there's not going to be aino. Even if you use the lashon mechira. And Rashi was forced to learn the Gemara that it was talking about, we was achas biyada and just the mechira was lo hikbid. Because had it been that it was chafin mois, and he also didn't know, the mechira would be lo ma'ala v'lo ma'irid. If that would be the case, and I fadin a kesef mishus kasha, kesef mishus is that the Gemara Yezel Nechuk says, mashizi chovo sayoim, the Gemara says that it's fine, no problem, and it works. Dr. Kesef mishus, per chavalef alacha beis, so we're doing in the Gemara that it works, and there's no ano, even though he got shortchanged, he overpaid, it doesn't make a difference, there's no ano. Frek the kesef mishus, what do you mean? He used the lashon mechar, and by mechar state, adon the Gemara, we pass on mechar state that avadis is going to be ano. It's not fair. Over there, no one knew. Both parties didn't. No one's a novi. How much mashizai chovah sayoim. But Mele b'chai gavni, you could use mechar, it's not going to help you, because there you have the other svara of mechila ha'adadis. If you have amanas ha'adadis, then mechar is not going to help you. All right, let's move on to the Rambam. The Rambam, like I told you, said that we're talking about chof and mois. That means the Rambam learned that the buyer also didn't know. Both parties didn't know. So like the Rambam, like what I'm saying, it's very geshmak that it should come out, that ein echanami, ein lo yolav no, means that they both don't have a no. Side the seller and the buyer, side the buyer and the seller. Well, like Yol said, that Chutum Mishul says, even though they use the Lashon Yesh Lel Lava No, Slav Davka means both, and the Rambam got away with the Gemara, that means both, it's not a problem. The Machan Ephraim Akil Melech Raib make the same dik they do in Rashi, they make the dik in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Mach Zeh Inoh, Vaistois, it's only Lokeh, because returning the Inoh to the seller, not the seller to the buyer. They learned that the Rambam Lahalacha is paskening that in Maskana, Halacha Lomaisa, that we with Mechar, it's only the seller has a Tainas Inoh, and not the buyer. Not like what I'm saying. But I have a raya from the Rambam. Forget the Rambam in Perek Chaval Halacha Beis, when he talks about all those cases of Arema, he says Yesh Lahem, both parties have Aino, Kemoshe Biyarnu, and the Achrenim say, the Gdei Achrenim Paiskim say, what's Kemoshe Biyarnu? Like he says over here in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis by us, the Mechelo Be'elu, if you use the Lashon Mechira, both parties have Aino. So you see that the Rambam understood Yesh Lahem Aino, that they both will have Aino, not like the Machan Ephraim and Kilim Malkarab. And the Meiri over here says Mefurish, that both parties will have Aino. Whether you're overpaid or underpaid, you're going to have Aino. And like someone pointed out, Rabbeinu Chananus Mavui like that also. Rabbeinu Chananus learned the Gemara that Yesh Lahem Aino Kepashte, it's going on the Lakeach. He says, Afa Pishala Moshka Kana, V'yesh Lahem Aino, Kloima Im Shava Pachas. What Shava? If the Parah that he's talking about was Shava Pachas, Kumtais, the buyer overpaid, Maxulay Sana, he can get back his Ana, and Yeshla Allah Ana. So you see that the Rabbeinu Chananu and the Meiri, and like I'm saying, the Rambam also learned that the Gemara is going on the buyers as well, that he has the ability to Taino Ana. And it's very geshmak, because the Rambam Lishitasa learned that it was Chof and Mois, they both didn't know. So you have the dynamic. The Mois says, even though in the Rambam's case that they both didn't know, still Taych Dvarav of the Rambam, he only tried to Bavon Chalipin. He says, I have a P, that it's like Chalipin, still they have Ana, because they have Makar. Like, what I'm saying, he could have, not Shreya, but he could have bavon even more. Even though they both don't know, and it's a mechila ha'adadis and blibes like amanas both ways, still there's a no, because he said a lashon mechar. Okay, the Rambam doesn't do that. But lemaisa is, when the Rambam is klar, the mechar does override, even if they both didn't know, and that's why the Kesef Mishra has to be gishmak akash on the Rambam. But like Rashi, that Rashi learned, it's only talking about that the seller didn't know, the boy didn't know, but if they both didn't know, it's a possible that Mechor won't to wave anything, there won't be Shreya Kasha from Mashi'izi Chovas. Alright, the Yoyim has another 2 minutes. We'll try. Anyone who wants to leave could leave. Okay. I want to know in the Rambam, another Shaila, a quick Shaila. In the Rambam's case, by Peris, Peris Ta'alach is, if you Shamu, whatever it is, by Peris, it will be Ainon, it's not like Chalipin. So let's play this out. I have fruit, which is worth $60, and you have fruit, which is worth $51, and we make a swap, and I got shortchanged. What's the halacha? Is it pshat? My fruit is the mekach. Memela, it's 9 over 60, it's bach mishtus, it's not kedai, it's mechila. Or is it your peris are the mekach, and it comes out it's 9 over 51, and it's yois mishtus, and it's a bit of mekach, it's mamish too extreme. I want to know simple, when we make an exchange of fruit that we have, a din, that there is or no, which is the mekach and which is the mais? How do we shots it up? If you go like Rav, you only go basa mekach. So it's a simple mashal. Stam, a guy goes 60 for 50. Which is the mekach that we can say shtos, and which is the 50? That's yes, mishos. How do you understand this? Sorry, so that's why I gave a case 60 and 51. That was my other mashal, right? Loi Shmuel, you have to say the nafkum. The shaila would be by 60 and 51. Loi Rav, the shaila is all over by 60 and 56 and 60 and 70. The shaila is which is the mekach and which is the thing. I want to suggest, if you hold that we're dealing with Shuma by Peris, and that's what makes you have the Din Nakpada of Ino, I would like to suggest the Davar Chodesh, and that is that it goes, that's really two Mechiris, and it really goes Basa the Shuma. And I'll explain. If we do 60 for 51, but we shot them both up to be 51, so come to us, we was the Tois. The Tois was that we mistakenly believed that the Peris of 60 is really real, it's 51. So then the Shaila of Ino is on the 60. However, if we shot stop the same Maisa, the same exchange, but we shot stop that's worth 60, and the Tois was that we thought your 51 was worth 60, so to come out that the Tois was in the 51. If we thought, right, if it's the Tois, if we Shuma 51, so the mistake was on the 60. If we made the Shuma 60, then the mistake is on the 51. And depending which the Shuma would be, that's which way we'll done whether the Aino was a Mekach or the Aino was Domin, because that shows us where the mistake was, what the Tois was. Im kinem advarim. Sorry. No. Lav davka. No. Could be there's a toisis on the, over here by Punjanim on the bottom and alpha and the base. Also, I don't mean exactly that either. But all right. 1 second. I'll let the oyum go. I want to say. But if kinem advarim should come out of davar chodesh, what happens if I have peiris that are worth 60 and you have peiris that are worth 60? Gavaldik, and we make an exchange. So normally you tell me, no, it's no, no, right? I'll tell you, I have a case, there is a no. And we made a mistake, and we shot them both up for 70. We made an exchange, we're battle on him, and we both thought that, we made the same, we know how much payers are worth, and we think we know how much payers are worth in the market. We know how many payers you're giving me, I know how many payers I'm giving you. So we made an exchange, so we swapped, and we both thought that both barrels of payers, my apples and your oranges, are worth 60, and we made an exchange. And Lamito Shadava, let's say they were both worth 80. So no one was shortchanged at all in dollars and cents. But beside, if we're danning this, that it's really a dual dynamic, that I'm buying you and you're buying me, and the Tois is in the Shuma, so what ended up happening was we made a double mistake. Not a double correct. We made two wrongs don't make a right. We made a mistake. You bought my $80 worth of payers for 60. So you're no, you shortchanged me. And I bought your $80 payers for 60, so I shortchanged you. So to come out that in that B'chai Gavna, there will be a bit of Mecca both ways. Both of them Katana bit of Mecca, because both copy both of them they were Nasana. Even though no Lamais were shortchanged. Because if Viva were danning as two Mechiris, Viva you're danning as. Sorry? So on that mechira, what am I do two different days? First, I go over to you today and I buy you a pair's worth of 80, and we make up it's only worth 6, and I'm going to pay you at a later, and I'm going to pay you at a later date, right? And then you come to me, so that's enough. So if you learn that this is really what's going on here, it's two deals, and the shuma is showing you what the dhamma is. So to come out, that's it. If the ktitza is on the shuma, then that's what it should come out.
Yeah, and did
all right. I said it.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.